Pastor Brad, what you doing?
Well, I'm putting away all the Christmas stuff since we can't do our Christmas Eve service without everybody here. I am so bummed. I even got a new jacket just for the puppet service.
Well, now Brad, I know it's different this year, but you know, maybe you and the kids at home could have some Christmas with us, maybe.
What do you mean with us?
Well, you know, the puppets and I have been helping you with Christmas for a long time now, and we've picked up a few things.
What do you mean, picked up a few things?
Well, we know the Christmas service inside and out by now. Perhaps it's time for a Christmas Eve Puppet Spectacular!
I don't know about you, but I have to see this.
That sounds great. Let me just go get some help.
Hey, puppets!
Fire it up!
Can't pull the wool over my eyes!
Shine on, you crazy puppets!
King me.
It's Christmas!
I hope you're ready for some Bradvent! No? I thought we were doing catchphrases.
Let's start with the candles. We have been lighting the Bradvent with... Ah, suckly blur! Oh, the Advent leaf. All month long. One candle per week. To help us keep track of the time and prepare for Christmas. Could we light a candle and remember what each one means?
I can light the first one. This is the one that reminds us of hope.
Yes, not to wax poetic, but Candle of Hope starts out alone in a single flame in a grand world.
But it doesn't stay that way, just like our hope is fulfilled through Christmas. The second candle is the Candle of Peace.
The light is now brighter as another flame grows to remind us in even the difficult moments, God's light appears.
God's presence with us offers peace. It doesn't keep life from being hard sometimes, but Christmas invites us to remember that God is with us. That's what the word Emmanuel means.
I love watching the wreath get brighter and brighter.
Yes, that wreath is lit. The third candle is the candle of love. It reminds us that God has love for the entire world. And I'll go ahead and light the fourth one.
And the fourth candle is the candle of joy. The birth of Jesus brings joy to the world, joy we can share in our lives.
And now the four candles are ready for the last candle. There's a special place in the middle for a candle that represents Jesus.
Yes, it's called the Christ candle, and it will arrive again this evening bringing light. In fact, there is a Bible verse that tells us all about the arrival of the light, and I'd love to share it with you now. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a pitch dark land, light has dawned. A child is born to us, a son given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be vast authority and endless peace for David's throne and his kingdom, establishing and sustaining it with justice and righteousness now and forever. The Lord of Heavenly Hosts will do this.
Thank you.
we need to hear the Christmas story. Mm-hmm. I sure wish the kids were here to read with us.
This is a really different year, isn't it?
We don't get to do any of the usual things. I miss family and friends, going places. I even miss school.
Molly, your feelings are very real and very important. I'm so glad you're willing to tell me about them.
Sometimes I worry that I'll ruin Christmas if I talk about my sad feelings. Like, we're supposed to be happy and cheerful. I don't want to be the reason it isn't perfect.
You can't ruin Christmas by sharing your feelings, Molly. And Christmas is never exactly what we think it's going to be. In fact, even the first Christmas wasn't what anyone expected. That's one of the reasons hearing the story is so important. It reminds us that God showed up even when things weren't going like everyone expected.
So even though Christmas is not what we expected, God's love still arrives for all of us. Thanks for reminding me. You know, maybe we could call some friends to have them read us the scriptures.
That's a great idea.
Hi, Erin. Would you read some of the Christmas story for us?
I would love to. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus, and all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Part of the story is about the sheep and shepherds.
Yeah, it sure is.
Oh, Lambert, are you dressed as a shepherd?
Well, if the gospel is anything, it's a counter-narrative that subverts hegemonic structures to empower the oppressed.
Huh?
The Bible invites people to be who they are and claim who they want to be, especially those without power or opportunity. You know, the fact that the angels are going to visit the shepherds is a very big deal. No one thought shepherds were important. They were often avoided by everyone.
Yeah, well, I guess sheep do smell pretty bad.
Hey, watch it.
Okay, well, the point is, the angels, well, they could have told kings or rich people or the religious leaders even. But they didn't.
They told regular, everyday people that God's love had arrived for them. They were the first to go greet Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus came to be a regular person, just like the kids at home. And he was welcomed into the world by regular people, too.
Let's hear that part of the story.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of the great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there is with an angel of multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth peace among those who he favors.
Pastor Brad, can we have a little real talk?
You know, Cameron, I always appreciate some honest conversation. What's up?
So God sends Jesus at Christmas to bring hope, peace, love, and joy. Where were they before Christmas? Like, was God hiding them?
Great question, Cameron. No, God was not hiding them. They were all around, even before Christmas.
So why is God sending them something they already have? It's like me getting a third hump or you getting socks for Christmas. You already have socks.
Love and socks are different things, Cameron. Sometimes we all need to be reminded of the things that we already have. One of the things we see over and over, especially in the Bible, is that people make mistakes. Our choices can get selfish. We can forget to take care of other people. In fact, God had told people over and over how important it is to care for others, to love their neighbor, and to spend time with God. But people lost sight of it. They forgot, and God wanted to find a way to be with them and show them love in a new way.
So because things were so different, God tried something new. That's kind of like our Christmas service tonight. Everything is different, so we're trying something new.
And coming to be human, to live a life just like the kids at home, and to show us what it looks like to offer love, acceptance, justice, and hope in everything we do, that's the kind of life that God sent Jesus to live.
And that kind of life brings hope, peace, love, and joy. And since they are the kind of gifts you can't have too many of, God can keep sending them again and again. Unlike fruitcake, it's the best kind of re-gifting.
God does send them again. Even though we've received them before, God never stops giving us these very special gifts every day.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them.
But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, and as it has been told to them.
Special parts of being together at Christmas is praying for each other. When I say my prayers, I pray for you. Every single one of you, because you're all important. And I want to ask you if you pray for all the people out there who need love and support. It makes a difference. When we all pray for others, it helps keeps us not only from thinking about ourselves, it lets other people know that they're important to us. Christmas is about God's love for the whole world. And Jesus arrives into our world to ask us to love everyone too. So let's say a prayer together. Would you repeat after me? Dear God.
Dear God.
On this special Christmas night.
On this special Christmas night,
we ask that the gifts of Christmas, would arrive again into our world. May the whole world receive. Your hope, peace, love, and joy. May we always remember. That you love us. And that you ask us. To make a difference in the world. Thank you for loving us, God. We love you. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Pastor Brad.
Oh.
What you doing?
Hey, Stella.
Are you watching TikTok again?
No, I was going to the church website to make my offering. Since we can't be together tonight, we're asking folks at home to visit the church website to help support our ministry.
Support our ministry?
Yeah, the things we do every day to help people. Feeding the hungry, housing the homeless, working for justice and equity, caring for those in need, it only happens because people choose to support it.
That sounds important. I don't want to interrupt.
It is important, but it's really fast and really easy. In fact, I'm already done. You know, what can I help you with? What did you need the computer for?
Christmas is the time we connect with people who are important to us. Family, friends, sharing moments with people is what matters and makes Christmas so special to me.
I couldn't agree more. I sure miss a lot of people this year.
That's why I wanted to borrow your computer. I have some friends I've made over the years that I like to talk to every Christmas. They're kind of out of this world, and they sing. Oh. Could we FaceTime them?
How could we not with that introduction?
Go, go. Tell it on the mountain.
Go, go.
Tell it on the mountain.
Go, go.
Tell it on the mountain.
Go, go.
Tell it on the mountain.
Go, tell it on the mountain. Over the hills and everywhere.
I'm surprised they could video chat with us. Do they have iPhones?
I think they have Samsung Galaxies.
Oh, well, it sure was great seeing your friends.
Thanks for helping me connect, Pastor Brad. I'm glad you could meet them, but you still seem a little sad. Are you missing someone at Christmas?
I'm missing a lot of someones. Yeah. Every year we gather in the sanctuary and we pass the light around while we sing Silent Night, and as much as I love you puppets, and I do, I miss that special moment with everyone here in the sanctuary.
Well, I know a little bit about sharing light and being far away from people. I mean, I was born a long time ago in a galaxy. Far, far away.
I was expecting you to quote Neil deGrasse Tyson, not Star Wars.
But here I am, sharing my light with you and everyone here. Light reaches. You know what? Can you meet me outside?
Sure, like by the door?
No, on the roof.
Oh.
And bring a candle.
Well, I'll grab a candle and my coat. I'll see you up there.
Pastor Brad, I want you to look up there and tell me what you see.
I see more stars than I can count. Do you know some of them?
Yes. That one is Alpha Centauri 572.
Huh?
And over there, that one is Gary.
Oh. You know, I forget that each star is up there kind of alone, even though they all look so close to us.
In the Christmas story, we hear about a special star, and I'm not just talking about me. It told people about Jesus arriving, and the people who saw it, the wise ones, they were far away when they saw it. They weren't with everyone on that first Christmas.
You know, that's a good point. They let the light of that star connect them with something and someone, even though they were very far away. And then they made a journey to get there.
Now look around over there. What do you see?
Well, I see rooftops and lit windows and Christmas decorations.
Those are the people you aren't with tonight.
Yeah.
But you are connected to them. The love of Christmas is bigger than the sanctuary. It never stayed there even when everyone was here.
That's right. That's why we watch the light get carried out of the sanctuary into the world.
Tonight, your friends will light candles in their homes. Maybe they will step outside with their candles and look at the stars. And the light that shines will remind them that we are connected.
You know, Stella, I didn't expect to be on the roof with a puppet this Christmas, any more than anyone expected to be with all this stay-at-home stuff. But then again, Mary and Joseph didn't expect to be in a stable being visited by shepherds either. That first Christmas happened in an unexpected place, in an unusual way, and God showed up.
And God shows up this Christmas in all of our unexpected places, in very surprising ways.
Thank you. the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Sure.